Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. I just rubbed my eyes then. I haven't done that for ages. Like, ooh, sleepy eyes. Good morning. This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. And today, everybody, is Wednesday. Thank you, Simon, off the sport. All kind of rolls into one, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? But we can confirm it is Wednesday.
Certainly is. Hi, Chris. Hi, Simon.
Hi.
Good morning. Hello. Just before I came on air today, I did that thing. Does anyone else do this, where you practice your hellos first thing in the morning? You know, like if someone calls you first thing, and it's the first time that day that you've spoken, I do this a lot. I go, hello, 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 pick up the phone, hello. Do you do that, just me?
I think it's probably just you.
No, I do it. Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Particularly in a sort of courting environment.
Eh?
Particularly, you know, with, you know, if it's a lady,
it's
or
like, hello.
You want to impress, you're thinking hello.
Oh, hey. Right, so it's like, okay, hello. she's ringing me, so just gonna, yeah. Hello, hi there,
hey.
Hey, how you doing? Hello. Yeah. Oh, so it's not just me, good. Today's a very big day because we have the new single by One Direction playing at 8 o'clock this morning. On Twitter last night, it was going off. Lots of people will be listening to this show right now that have never heard Radio 1 at this time of day before because they've stayed up all night or get up particularly early to catch the first bit of the show. So hi there, all you One Directioners. We're going to play Gotta Be You, the new single, at 8 o'clock this morning. I know some people by then will already be on their way to school, but I am aware that some people have persuaded their bus driver already to have Radio 1 on loud in the bus on the way to school, just so they can hear it. Make sure you listen in. We're going to play it 8 o'clock this morning. And before that, around about 7:30, actual Harry Hill is coming in. It's a good day.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
We went to see Deborah Meaden in Oxford. And we each had to be interviewed for a job. Mm-hmm. The same job. We're all going for the same one. And it went, well, I don't know how mine went, really. I just waffled, to be honest, because in that situation, I didn't really know what the questions meant. I was like, blah, 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 blah. I can't even remember what I said. You know, one of those job interviews where it's like, you just try and blag it. And I've kind of blagged it all my life, and it's done all right so far. So how did your experience go, Chris, of meeting Deborah?
It was fine. But yeah. I think yours, when I looked through the window when you were having your interview, she was laughing a lot.
Yeah.
So I think yours has gone better.
I think I need to say that this is for Up for Hire rather than the BBC's Up for Hire thing, because at the moment it sounds like you two just go for random interviews with famous people in your spare time.
Oh, yes. Let me just say, this is a part
it's like
of...
We had a nice afternoon yesterday, went out, got interviewed by Deborah Meaden. Tomorrow we're going to go and see Hilary DeVay.
That's true.
And you... Friday it's Peter Jones.
That probably did sound a bit weird. This is part of BBC's Up for Hire. It's all about looking for jobs this week. It's on BBC Three and it's on Radio 1. Check the Radio 1 homepage. There's a really good test on there, which we've been telling you about. It takes about 20 minutes, but it's called Get Yourself Hired. And just kind of gets you to know where you are in terms of like finding a job, you know, your strengths and weaknesses. It's a really good test. Even if you're not looking for work at the moment, just have a look at it. 20 minutes of your time.
So yesterday was our interview masterclass.
Yes. And you'll hear all of it on tomorrow's show.
I was so paranoid yesterday because I thought everything was a massive test, or like I was going to, she was trying to trip me up at all points because Deborah tweeted me before we got there saying, I hope you're not wearing trainers. And I replied going, OMG, oops, yes, I am.
As you would to a prospective
employer.
Well, then
I thought, the first thing when I got into the interview was I thought she's going to go, why did you tweet your employer?
Do not tweet your employer, OMG, oops.
Yeah. And then she rang to say she was late before we got in, and I was like, oh my God, is this another test?
And she rang your phone, and you were like, this is what you were like, you went from hello to, oh, hi.
Yeah.
Hi, yes. No, that's fine. You can be really late as you want.
Because in real life, I talk with a proper West Country accent, but then when I'm speaking to Deborah Meaden, I go all posh.
Phone voice. So you'll hear how our interviews went tomorrow, but it's going to be an interview masterclass. If you have your first job interview ever maybe coming up, you want some tips, listen and learn.
All the don'ts will be in there.
I just clicked my fingers then as well. Listen and learn. Tomorrow morning on this show, How to Do an Interview, the Scott, Becky and Chris way. The daunting thing about it was that we were in a kind of room, a really old room at actual Oxford University.
It was like Harry Potter.
It was.
Wasn't it? It was like, because there was loads of old books and everything was like...
Chris was going, I've never been to Oxford before. Let's stay here. It's brilliant.
I thought
it's like Quidditch.
Yeah, there was everyone walking around with, you know, those lacrosse sticks, which I always think looks a bit like Quidditch.
Everyone looked like Chuck Bass.
Yeah. Yes. They have got the
Burgundy
coloured...
Burgundy chinos.
The coloured chinos are on at Oxford University. That's what I'll be wearing on Friday for Fern. And the other thing was that we were kind of by the bar area. And Chris was like, oh, this is like a normal bar. I'm like, yeah, it's still a student uni. I know it's Oxford and it's well posh and that. But there was a sign on the front of the bar saying, like, 5 Sambucas for a fiver. And he was like, what, they drink Sambucas here? I was like, yes, it's the university student union like any other. They don't just sit around drinking tea and eating cucumber sandwiches just because it's Oxford. Well, they do a bit more than the others, but they also do like a drink.
Yeah.
So it was a good day yesterday. It was quite scary being in that really cold, big room with all those old books, though, being interviewed by Deborah Meaden. You can hear what that sounded like. Oh, God.
Brilliant.
Tomorrow on the show. And she wouldn't tell us which one of us has got the job. Not that the job exists, but...
One of us actually get it, then?
Well, in the real world of work, which one of us would get the job? And she was like, I'm not telling you, but we all know that it's Becky.
Oh, it's blatantly Becky. Of course she tweets you and everything. She hasn't tweeted me.
Teacher's pet.
Definitely.
You know you've got it in the bag.
No, I don't, though. Because I get so... And my problem is nerves. That's the big thing for me. Is that I kind of know everything when I go in there, but then the nerves just properly get to me. Whereas you two hadn't done any research. Like, I'd at least tried to look stuff up so I knew what the company was about.
Yeah, I forgot to look at the website.
We were on there halfway and Chris goes, what's that? And I was like, the company you're going for the job interview at?
Yeah, because the company was called Tech Bomb. Mm. Tech Bomb, Tech Bomb.
So you've got good ideas for advertising.
Yeah, that'll be on the jingle and the advert. But Chris was like, what's Tech Bomb? That's the name of the company. So that went well.
My favourite was because it was for online sales. He was like, so, e-commerce, what's that? I was like, this is going to go brilliantly. God.
Anyway, find out how we got on tomorrow morning. It's all part of BBC's Up for Hire week. If you are looking for work at the moment, go to the Radio 1 homepage. There's loads of useful stuff about CVs on there and just finding a job. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And you can hear how we got on with Deborah Meaden tomorrow morning on this show.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
People from all over the world are very excited for 1 hour's time when we play the new song by One Direction. It's not just people in the UK. I've got tweets from people in Argentina, from Chile. We've got one here from Nicole, who's listening from New Jersey. I've got somebody in Los Angeles listening. That's Lucy. It's worldwide. It's got to be you. It's One Direction, and we are playing it at 8 o'clock this morning. So whatever you're doing, if you're a fan, make sure you are here. I think we're going to have a little chat with the boys. They're not going to be here in the studio. We're going to have a chat with them on the phone. They only have one phone between them. It's like a band thing. So when you go into a band like that, you have to give up your own mobile, just like hand it in and never see it again. And it's just one phone. It's called like the One Direction phone, and they all share it at all times. So I'll be ringing the One Direction phone, and of course, all of the members of the band will be there around that one phone, sitting, waiting for my call at about 8 o'clock this morning. The one that doesn't speak, are we allowed to play a little teaser clip of the song, like we did last time? Just the teeniest little bit. Should we do that in a minute? That'll get people excited.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay then, let's play the tiniest little bit of One Direction's song, Gotta Be You. You can hear the thing in full at 8 o'clock this morning. Ready? Here it is. Seriously, is that all I'm allowed to play?
It's Downton Abbey.
It's not Downton Abbey, Chris. And again. That's it. Ooh, look at the one that doesn't speak. Turn it off. That's it. Turn it off.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
All the One Direction fans are on. They're all listening for 8 o'clock this morning when we play the new song, Gotta Be You. I did just play you a little preview. It sounds like this. Ah, that's getting people even more excited. Some people are saying it sounds a little bit like Chris Moyles' cheesy song. Listen, here it is. That's the cheesy song, and One Direction. Kinda.
No, I know what it sounds like. It sounds like that thing you play at the end of the show. The end of the show Chris Moyles thing, not the opener.
Okay.
Have you got that?
Yeah. Here's One Direction. Here's the end of the show.
Yes.
It really does.
Yeah, same.
I'd love it if their new song was The Chris Moyles Show with One Direction. That's the same, listen. One Direction.
I think whoever wrote that Chris Moyles thing should get onto One Direction.
Yeah. Sue them immediately. It's the same. What else does it sound like?
I think it sounds a bit like The Streets, Dry Your Eyes, Mate.
Kind of. That's The Streets. To be fair, it could be anything with a violin in it. Little preview for you there. Got to be you, One Direction song at 8 o'clock. So what did we all get up to last night then?
I was quite boring. Went for a curry and watched a football.
That's not boring, Chris.
It was good.
That's just fine. Who won? Did you win?
Well, I'm not really a Man U fan, but I was watching that game and they won. Right. So,
Becky, what'd you do?
I went home and watched loads of TV off my recorder thing.
I can hear someone talking.
Is The Streets still on?
Oh yeah. So I could hear Mike Skinner. I'm like, what's going on? Why is Mike Skinner? Oh, that's weird. When first thing in the morning.
I watched that Lorraine Pascal program. There was some amazing innuendo bingo in that.
What's that show?
Home Cooking Made Easy, I think.
You love the baking shows right now.
I do love it. She was making these lush things. I thought of you. It's basically bacon, cheese and pastry. And she just wraps it all up and then it comes out the oven like 10 minutes later. It's like, oh.
I saw a bit of Celebrity Come Dine With Me yesterday. It was Wayne Sleep, Bobby Davro, Leslie Joseph and is it Rafe of The Apprentice?
I've never heard of any of them.
No. It's getting less celebrity, isn't it, now? Well, they're just people that a lot of people won't know.
Yeah, they were big in the 80s.
And then, last night, I went to a party where the Hoff was appearing at.
Oh, right.
And he wanted to turn up in the kit car, the Michael Knight Rider car, as he often does, apparently. I was speaking to him about it. Often, they will book him just to turn up in the Knight Rider car. And so he rang me going, hey, come to this party. I'm like, oh, I'm a bit tired, Dave. I've got to be up at like 4:30 tomorrow morning. He was like, no, come along for a bit.
I love it that you call him Dave.
Yeah, Dave. David, the Hoff.
The D-man.
Was he your date? Or were you his date?
No, because his lovely Welsh girlfriend was there.
So there's the three of you?
Yeah, this is a bit weird, isn't it?
A little bit.
It's a little bit gooseberry-like. But we get on, you know, me and her.
So did you get to go in it? Did he come and pick you up from your house in kit?
Well, here's the thing.
The car.
Here is the thing. So I ring him and I'm like, well, can't I go in the car? Because let's face it, who doesn't want to go in the kit car?
I'd love to.
Is it an actual one or is it a replica?
Right, this is going to disappoint a lot of people.
It's a replica.
There are about 30 of them all over the world. So there's about 8 of the cars in America. And they have like Knight Rider conventions all the time, you know, like they do for Star Trek. So there is more than one, and I think there's about 2 in this country. So what they do is this guy from Nottingham just owns this kit car, and they just rent it off him, and then the Hoff just drives it to wherever he needs to go. So I'm stood by Starbucks in central London, and I ring him. I'm like, "Where are you?" He's like, "I'm just round the corner now. I'll pick you up." So on a side road, I walk up to where he is, just around the road from the Starbucks I was at, and there is the actual Knight Rider car with the Hoff in it. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to jump in. Then he produces a CD, which he just happens to have on his person, with the music on, which he puts on the CD player and turns up really loud and opens the windows.
So you're driving through London in kit.
Yeah, really slow.
With the Hoff, listening to the Knight Rider theme tune.
That is living the dream, isn't it?
Wow.
So, he's got to go to this party. There's loads of paparazzi there. So we're driving really slow up to the bit, the venue. There's like a little red carpet thing. And I'm like, oh, God. And obviously, they went crazy for him. And I was like, okay, we've got to look cool when we're getting out of the car. We're in the kit car. The music is blaring. The cameras are starting to flash as we're coming towards. So he parks the car. And I'm like, right, need to be smooth. There's some kind of child lock on the car. Couldn't get out. So we were there for about 2 minutes going, oh, hang on, where's the button? That it just kind of ruined the whole thing.
So you got stuck?
We were stuck in the car for about 2 minutes. All the paps are going, cameras are going off, bulbs flashing everywhere, and it's just us looking like
locked
imbeciles. They're completely locked in kit.
Did you not ask him, Kit, how do we get out?
Michael, I think there's a child lock. Couldn't get out.
Does he not tell you how to get out?
No, because he doesn't. It's not his car. He's just rented
Kit.
It off this guy in Nottingham.
I mean,
no, he doesn't actually talk.
Oh, rubbish.
Oh.
I've told you there's 20 replica kit cars.
You said, yeah.
Or more, 30. And I've also told you that it doesn't talk. Have I? I think I've ruined a lot of memories for a lot of people. I've kind of messed it up, haven't I?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was last night. But embarrassing. Like, 2 whole minutes. It could have been longer. Where me and him are just like pressing all the buttons in the car. And there's a lot of buttons going, which one is, where do we, just need to get out, actually. So that's what I did last night.
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
That was Adele on BBC Radio 1 and Rolling in the Deep. Good morning, Harry Hill.
Just think she could have had it all.
She could have had it all.
What went wrong for Adele?
I know.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning. It's lovely to have you back.
It is nice. It's a slightly earlier time now. You've moved your show around.
Only for a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
And then I go back to the afternoon.
But it's not an audition?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think so. If it
All
is,
right.
It's a long one. I've been doing it about 10 years.
How have you?
Yeah. Now, I was concerned that there would be teenagers with banners outside Radio 1 this morning saying, "We love Harry," and they were actually for One Direction and not you. That would have been embarrassing. But they're not coming in today. I tell you what, every time One Direction are on Radio 1, it's a health and safety nightmare.
Yeah.
Outside.
Well, I follow them around as well.
Do you?
Yeah. Because when the girls have got those I Love Harry banners, then I'm able to... I go in and I kiss them before they realise it's the wrong one. They say, "No, not you." And I say, "Oh, sorry, it was a mistake." And I've collected a number of kisses. 4 cold sores. And...
I need to also apologise about Simon, the sports reader, who is a proper fanboy of you. And I'm guessing, like, when you first arrive at Radio 1, you know, you want to sit down, have a cup of tea, and then he's like, "You're the best guest we've ever had."
But he's the one, is he the one that was, he called me over, he was eating in a restaurant with his parents. It was, outside.
Yeah.
And he called me over.
Did he?
I couldn't work out, when I came through to get you, Harry, I couldn't work out if you actually knew Simon's family.
I didn't know his name was Simon until you just said it. And he's shouting out, come over, meet my parents.
Right.
I went over and they were perfectly charming.
Bit weird though, eh? Now, let's get straight to it.
I think she was eating the spaghetti carbonara, the mum, and their dad was ribs. He was having ribs. And he had sauce all over his face, down his front. And I said, "It's lovely to meet the pair of you, but I've got an important engagement."
Let's get to it.
It was the Queen's 50th birthday. And I had an important engagement. Yes, what are we talking about? Are we talking about my new...
We'll talk about your website in a minute.
Oh, okay.
But first of all, I need to ask, are you leaving TV Burp?
Oh, well, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think I should...
I've done enough.
I'm in 2 minds. Some days I wake up and think I should do some more of it. Or, yeah. Well, I've done it for 10 years, so...
But you can't leave.
I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
Oh, God, but it won't be the same. It's like well, Big Brother without Davina.
Well, maybe we should... I'm thinking maybe we could do it... Someone else could do it for a while. Take it over.
Like who?
I don't know. You?
No.
Simon and his parents. There must be someone.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm not entirely sure yet. But I think, you know, if they were to put the money up...
That's what I was going to say.
Is this a ploy
just to get more cash?
No, it's not. No, honestly.
They might call your bluff, Harry, and then you...
No, I have done it. You know, I've done it for a long time. I've watched so much TV. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Have you seen this new Gina De Campo vehicle? That's an old Tesla at home.
Oh, is it the one in the daytime where he goes... Does he go around to people's houses?
No.
That was the one he invited you to be on, Scott.
That would be too obvious if he went round to people and said...
What happens in the new Gino De Campo?
There is a sequence filmed in the people's houses, but Gino doesn't go there. He invites them round to a restaurant and they cook their nanny's meal.
Oh, yes, I did see that last
week. And he did invite you personally when we were at that audience with Barry Manilow to go on it. And you were like, yes, Gino, I'd love to, darling. Oh, and
thanks
now you've forgotten.
Thanks very much. yes,
That. Was it good?
This is my great grand's lasagna.
Yes, Granny Maud's rabbit pie. Or, you know.
And then the weird thing is, they have a picture of the relative that is normally deceased.
Yes.
And then they have the picture of the rabbit pie next to a picture of the nan.
Deceased relative's lasagna. You know, it's a nice dish you want to see on a menu.
It's very strange.
What's the deceased relative's lasagna night? And they always change the recipe. This is the thing they say, it's been handed down through the years. But they've always added something. They've fiddled with it. They've added coriander.
Bit of Worcester sauce.
Yeah. Worcester sauce is very common.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Addition to it.
Now, a while ago on the show, I know you're watching a lot of TV, so you can't always listen to this show. But Chris here...
Chris told me.
He
fessed up.
Well, this is what happened on the show the other week.
I'm up for it. If anyone's listening, they want to carry on the show, but with a new person, I'm willing to do it. Because A, I think it's a great show, and B, I think I'll be good at it.
So that's Chris putting himself out there for TV Burp.
Yeah.
Are you all right there, Chris?
Yeah.
Listen to your CV, actually, through.
Yeah. Mm. Listen to what you said next.
You know, Harry Hill spends all day, every day doing it. I don't think you really need to. I managed to do this in, like, an hour.
Right, so how long does it take you, Harry?
Well, it takes a week. It takes as long as it takes between shows to put it together, Chris.
An hour, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, a lot quicker, you said, than Harry.
But I think that was reflected in Chris's audition.
Well, let's hear the audition. Here it is. Harry, I'd like your honest opinion.
Hello, and welcome to Chris Stark's TV Burp. In EastEnders, Phil Mitchell's plan to turn the Vic into an art gallery doesn't go well.
Art! You heard me, art! Come on, a lawyer! Art! Come on out!
It's all right. We're leaving.
That's the first bit.
That's good. That's good. Obviously, you have to use sort of sound jokes, aren't you? Because it's the radio, so you're immediately hampered.
Absolutely. Yeah. Here's the next bit.
Tanya's cooking is as popular as ever.
Thought I'd make lasagna tonight.
That was it.
that was a good one until we realised it wasn't Tanya.
It wasn't actually Tanya.
No, that was a different character.
I always find you should get the right characters before you actually do the skit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Chris really wants the job. I mean, are you taking CVs or is this kind of a closed thing, do you think?
I think it'll probably be, you know, huddled around a...
Mm. But who could do
it? A copy of Spotlight.
Who could do it?
I don't know.
You must have someone
who
in your head.
Who couldn't do it? Look at it like that. Who couldn't do it?
Don't you have one person you think, oh, they'd be good?
I've got a few people, yeah. Yeah. Ringo Starr. Paula Radcliffe. Boise from The Green Green Grass.
Not even a good one.
Gino De Campo's TV Burp, I'd watch.
That would be
hello
brilliant.
And welcome back to TV Burp.
You know when you watch all this TV, is it a solitary thing or do you
very solitary?
Do you watch it with your family or you wouldn't put them through all that TV, would you?
Occasionally, if there's something my wife, I am married, will watch. Well, I say that, never had the papers through from the Philippines officially, but I call her in, like Kirsty's Homemade Home. Have you seen that? The new Kirsty Allsop vehicle.
No.
Oh, yeah. Since the property slump, she's had to find new interests.
Oh, really?
And she's developed a sudden interest in a craft.
Well, who knew?
Patchwork quilts, baking, all that kind of stuff.
No, I see, there's so much TV that I don't know about, and you're the man to... You know about all the hidden shows that some people wouldn't know about.
I do know about them. I'm just trying to think of some others that you might not have heard of.
Give us some tips. Gino is a good one. Yeah. Kirsty's new craft show is
craft,
a good tip.
Homemade Home.
Do you ever watch like the American ones, like Kardashians and all that, or do you just keep it UK based mostly?
A lot of those. The thing is, the way the Americans treat it, it's all really fast cut, right. Bang, 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 bang. You know, and lots of music larded over, so it's not great for us.
Right. Okay.
Plus, the quality of American TV is the look of it is odd, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It does look different.
It's
I know
cheated
what you mean.
Different.
Yeah,
and you immediately can tell. You know, like on You've Been Framed, when you see American clips of people falling down, they're not as interesting because they're not British people falling down. Do you find that?
I know what you mean. I can't.
Oh, I don't care about him. He's American. But if you see someone with, you know, with an English accent, you see, oh, he's got a giant trampoline in the garden and a space opera, you think, yeah, he's one of us. He's fallen over.
Does make it
on
funnier.
Your side, mate.
Some people are suggesting James Corden for TV Burp.
Yeah. Well, James would do it. James could do it. He'd walk it.
Yeah.
But you do need to be able to put the time in.
Yeah. Louis Spence?
Louis, maybe.
Short attention span, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's perfect for the job, but I think he would move around too much.
Yeah, he'd have to. The thing is with him, there's always an obligatory dance, isn't there? Mm. Here's my dance. He would do that every show.
Oh, he's great, Louis. I'm not going to be drawn into saying anything negative
about him. No. I didn't ask you to. No. So, at the moment, obviously, there's plenty of material at this time of year because we're coming up to Christmas and you've got Strictly and you've got X Factor.
We've got all the big shows, but, you know, to be honest, Strictly, we don't get a lot out of Strictly. And we don't get a hell of a lot out of X Factor. I mean, last year, we found a way of dealing with X Factor. You know, we had the wag boat, the whole kind of wag boat, scary kids. But, I mean, I watched, 3 hours of X Factor at the weekend, hardly got anything out.
So, but you still watch it, and there must be such a sense of disappointment.
I like the X Factor. I enjoy the X Factor, so that's one show I do like watching. But
you must obviously trudge through loads of stuff that you just really don't want to watch.
Yeah, what did they watch yesterday? Oh, Dangerous Driver. Dangerous Drivers. Have you seen that? Oh, God. Dangerous. Then another one, Four in a Bed. Have you seen that one? Oh, that's a good one. Four in a Bed. Terrible.
Yeah.
The premise, as soon as they announce the premise, four B&B owners compete to see who's got the best B&B, you're thinking, well, who is going to, you know...
Who cares?
Who cares about it?
Apart from them.
You know that all you know is the next B&B you go to won't be very good. That's all you know about B&Bs.
Yeah.
You're staying in the 14-year-old daughter's room.
Yeah.
She said to move out. She looks really fed up.
I quite like it that people are now texting in asking your opinions on various shows. Yeah. Only way is Essex.
Well, that's no good for us. I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is, but because it's sort, they're making the jokes already a lot of the time, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know.
Signed by Katie Price.
Well, that is... If that doesn't win a BAFTA, I don't know. There's no justice.
I don't really understand what the show is.
Signed by Katie Price. It is a show where Katie Price presents in sign language. Makaton sign language. No, it's... well, she's trying to find a new her, I think. She's trying to find the new Katie Price. And good luck with that project.
Now, tell me what's happening on your website at the moment, because you're doing your kind of own... contest, aren't you?
I'm doing my own contest to rival the X Factor. Well, I've got this new website, harryhill.co.uk.
Easy to remember.
harryhill.co.uk, and it's called Harry's Music. So we're inviting members of the public to send in songs. Well, they've got to write their own songs and they've got to play them themselves.
Right.
And send in the video of it, and I'm backing it in just the same way as Simon Cowell does.
Okay, and in what way do you back it?
I'm backing it with £20 of my own money.
Right, so it's not like the $1 million recording contract.
There are prizes from Roland, the prominent keyboard designer.
It's like signed by Harry Hill.
Signed by Harry Hill.
Same.
Yes, and so we're going to discover the new singer-songwriters that are coming through.
And they win £20.
No, they don't win £20. Who would enter that?
I know. That's what I was thinking.
They win a record deal worth £20. And it goes out on iTunes. The thing will go out on iTunes and a video will be made of the song. And it will be Christmas number one.
Is that a guarantee?
That is a guarantee.
Yeah.
Well, since I read in the paper Cliff has agreed to go for euthanasia. Did you read that in the paper?
What?
It was in the paper, wasn't it? I'm not making it up.
Cliff Richard?
Yeah, he said that he might do euthanasia this year instead of release a single.
I didn't read that, Harry.
I don't know if it's instead of. It might be in addition to.
Oh, okay.
So the field's wide open.
It certainly is.
Is what I'm saying.
What, happened to the other song that you did that we played? Remember when you came in?
Sunk like a...
It
sank without a trace.
Didn't go anywhere.
I did an album of music.
I know
so
you're
not necessarily the best person to spot talent. It was a good... I stand by that album. It was really good fun, but no one bought it. We shifted... You can still buy it, and it's probably a collector's item.
Mm.
If you can find one that hasn't been signed, it's worth even more.
Wow.
It's about, we shifted about 1,300 units.
Oh.
CDs.
Right. And it wasn't awful.
Don't say that.
It wasn't. I don't understand what happened there.
I don't know.
No one bought it.
What could I have done differently? I wouldn't have done anything differently. I had my time again, I would do it exactly the same.
So it's harryhill.co.uk. Yeah. Go on there.
No one played it. You never played it. No one
we
ever
played
it.
We did play it a bit.
How did you?
Yeah,
but you're the only one. I got my PRS through for it.
How much did you get for that?
£96. £96. No word of a lie.
Wow. Well, at least you got your other job. Harry, thank you very much for coming in today.
No, it's lovely to see you.
And
good luck with it.
Good luck with your website.
Yeah.
And the talent search.
Yes, go to it and have a look. There's lots of stuff on there, new, you know, sketches and old stuff and all, okay. All the archive.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, that's good. Also, are you excited about One Direction's new song we're about to play?
Yeah, I am. I'm the father of a 14-year-old girl who is a follower of One Direction.
Right, so she might be listening now, right?
She might well be.
Because everybody that likes One Direction
is
listening.
Oh, well,
she
is then, yeah.
Okay. What's her name?
Kitty.
Hi, Kitty.
Hello.
You should do a song. You should do a song for Harry's website, Becky, by the way.
Me?
Yeah,
you,
I think
should.
You should,
yes.
I can't do any instruments.
No, you can.
Well, a backing track, you know, to get us something sequenced.
It's £20. You love you love £20.
Do you know what? When he said, who would enter that for £20, I was sat there
thinking, me.
I would. Is the recession on? What can I tell you?
I'm the one that picks up, like, you know, when you see scratch cards on the floor?
Yeah,
I pick them up, always double check.
I even scrape the scratch stuff off and collect it into a ball and then take it down the scrapyard. It's high silver content in it. It
certainly is. Make some money out of that.
And radium. If you boil up enough of it, you get radium out of it.
Right, thank you, Harry. We must move on, but thank you very much for coming in today. Podcast. It's gotta be you. So that is it, the first play anywhere in the world of the new One Direction song, Gotta Be You, on BBC Radio 1. And let's cross over to the One Direction phone that they've got between them. Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Louis. I will now pass you over to Liam.
Oh, this is confusing.
Have you got that, Scott?
Yeah, who's this now?
That is going to be Liam in 3, 2... Hello.
Hi, Louis.
Hello, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm all right, Liam. How are you, all right?
Yeah, I'm really, really good.
Yeah. So we just played your new song on Radio 1. How's that feeling for you?
What was that, sorry?
We just played your new song on Radio 1. How does that feel for you?
Amazing, amazing. It was weird, though, because we only heard it through the phone. So it was like waiting for some service off a company. Yeah, it was like we're on hold.
All right, so it's just like you're waiting to find out what your phone bill is this month.
Exactly, and we were just on hold with our song plan.
You were the on-hold music. Do they not have radios in that bungalow that you're in?
They do, but we're worried about it repeating on you. We were being...
Oh, good
technique. We were being good.
That is very good, because as you know, like, if you have the radio on and you're on the radio on the phone, it does make a horrible noise. Good work.
It echoes, yeah.
Yeah.
That awkward moment where it echoes.
Yeah. You don't understand, well, you probably do understand by now, how many people all over the world, Liam, have been waiting for that. There have been people waiting up all night in Australia, in New Zealand. I've had loads of tweets from Argentina and from Chile, loads from America, and obviously your hardcore fan base in the UK as well. People, like, if you're not a One Direction fan, you don't understand how excited people are by this today. There are people crying right now. There are people on school buses forcing the driver to turn it up so they can hear that song. This is a huge thing.
It's amazing. It's amazing. We can't believe all this sort of stuff happens with everybody in different countries and stuff listening in. It's amazing.
I know.
Absolutely amazing.
How do you think you've got that fan base? Because obviously they didn't see the X Factor. So they didn't. They're not really aware of the whole journey of what happened.
I know. Yeah. We think it's just through like YouTube and stuff. We reckon. But like you know, like when things trend on Twitter, I think people just click on there and then find out from there. Really.
And boy, do you trend on Twitter.
There's some like, strange things as well.
I know. Like, why are you so fit? That was on for a while. There was about 3 trending topics about the new song last night, and I'm sure there will be again in a minute. You've been trending all week with this. So, picture the scene. What's happening right now? So you're in Harry's stepdad's bungalow.
Yeah, we're just at Harry's bungalow where we kind of started out.
What's happening around
you?
Because everyone's sat here. Zane's got to be the funniest person because Zane's so tired. He's just kind of sat here, just staring into. Yeah,
that's
like the early morning Zane.
Zane making the noise of a cow.
No, everyone's just making. He just said hello, Scott, but everyone's just making really weird noises.
All right, so has everyone just sat around like? Bleh. No, that's weird. Stop making animal noises.
Everything's really noisy. It sounds like. Meh. There's Harry just making strange noises again.
Right. And are you going to do this all day, or do you have plans?
I'm not really sure what we're going to do today. I think it's just another chill-out day.
All right,
just
so...
We're in the pool and whatnot.
Oh, is there a pool?
Yeah, there was some Harry nudity, which was a little bit strange.
And what I saw on Twitter about Zane learning to play the banjo, is that some weird... Is he actually, or is that... You made
oh, no,
that
we went to buy guitars yesterday, and Zane was like just really interested in this banjo. So I just thought I'd tweet about it.
Oh, okay, cool. So today you're just having a chill out day. Does this happen very often?
No, it doesn't happen very often actually. It's quite nice, but we've still got the film crew and that with us filming us. So
right, and this is for your documentary.
This is for our documentary. Amazing.
Can you pass me over to someone else on the communal phone just to see? I can hear how tired they are.
Yeah. Who would you like to speak to most?
I think Zane, just because he won't make any sense.
Just because he's not that awake. Yeah. Here he is. Here's Zane. Morning.
Oh yeah. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I won't ask you any difficult questions.
Okay.
Yeah. Tired, Zane?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to chill out today, yeah?
Yeah.
Not much planned?
Not much, no.
No. Are you all right?
I'm okay, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Do you know you're on the radio?
You're on the radio live.
Hello, radio.
Hello, radio. Right, pass me over to Styles.
Pass it on to Niall.
Niall, Styles, whoever.
I think okay, Hello Radio will be the new trend on Twitter.
Hello Radio. That'll be trending.
Hello.
Who's this now?
It's Harry.
Hey, Harry.
How are you, mate? You all right?
I'm all right. Have things calmed down after I gave out your fake number? A couple weeks? Have things calmed down since I gave out that number?
My screen kicked in the shins.
What? Oh, it's such japes at the One Direction bungalow.
That was just kicking me in the head. Well, I'm sat down.
What?
It's great fun.
I could listen to this for hours, couldn't
I know.
You? I know they're not saying much, but it's quite good to just have that insight. I might just leave this phone connected all day.
It's quite weird. It's like, and now someone's kicking me in the shins. What's going on?
That's funny. Now I just got wet.
What, like, is people throwing water around? What's happening now?
No, it was tea.
Tea, good.
From Lou's mouth.
Wow. Do you know what? It sounds like such fun there, doesn't it?
I want to be there.
I want to be there.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Have you got those One Direction dolls through yet, Harry?
Yes. Maybe.
So you've seen the dolls that you can get?
Possibly,
or will be able to get?
Maybe, yeah.
Do they bear any resemblance to any of you?
Do you know what? They're actually very good.
Really good.
Really good.
Really good.
Whoa!
Like, they're pretty close.
Are you going to do a perfume soon? Because that's surely next.
A perfume?
An aftershave, a One Direction scent. Everyone will wear that.
I don't know if we'll do a perfume.
I don't know if we do a perfume.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
Right, I don't even know what's going on now.
Can we speak to Niall?
Niall.
Absolutely, yeah, I'll pass
Okay,
him
bye.
On.
Didn't make much sense there, Styles.
Sorry, man.
That's all right. Bye.
Whoa. Monoskite.
Oh, yes, you sound on the ball.
Yeah, we're all over it, man. Don't worry about it.
How's it going?
Very, very good. So happy.
Now, I mentioned on the show yesterday that you all travel individually now, and you're never seen in a car together.
Yeah.
And you tweeted back saying...
Make it worse. Make the story a bit more evident.
Yeah, you said that you were in your own separate car, and there was a chef in it cooking you bacon butties.
Yeah, that's true. True story. It happened.
No, it didn't.
Stop! No, they're kicking me.
Stop kicking each other!
Stop kicking each other.
Sorry, Dad.
You didn't really have a person...
Did I just shout, sorry, Dad?
Yeah.
At you.
Oh, yeah. Stop kicking each other and behave. Just to confirm, you do not have a personal chef in your car?
No, I didn't. I just thought I'd wreck your head.
Yeah, and it did for a while.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I could listen to this weird One Direction phone all day, but I should probably play some music.
Yes, you should.
Yes. Have a lovely day chilling out.
Right, thank you very much.
And it's lovely to play your new song on Radio 1, Got To Be You.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right.
See you later,
bye, boys.
Guys. Bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Love you, Becky.
Love you, Becky. Oh, dear, that's not good. Every single girl in the country is going to hate you now. Unless they're called Becky. In which case, it's fine.
Yes!
818. That was a weird chat. One Direction, a little insight into their lives in Harry Styles' dad's bungalow. Okay, good.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Quite a few people on saying that was the worst interview I've ever heard. I think it probably was. It was shambolic. It was five lads on a phone.
That's
but it
why
was
I loved it.
Oddly fascinating, wasn't it? It's a little insight there.
I didn't want to go.
I know. I was happy just to listen.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to talk at all. It's 8:25 on BBC Radio 1. Right, let's take a call. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's that, please?
It's Jade.
Jade, where are you this morning?
I should be on my way to Bristol.
Oh, well, why aren't you then?
My friend hasn't turned up.
Oh, rubbish, okay. Yeah. So, what's going on?
Nothing, I'm just going to be changing my name to Becky, so...
Oh, right, that was casually mentioned.
Yeah.
Because of what One Direction just said?
Yes.
Let's hear it again, shall we? Here's the moment where they said...
Love you, Becky!
Yeah.
Love you, Becky.
Love you, Becky. So you're changing your name. When are you going to do this?
Now.
How?
I don't know. Well, I'm going to find a way.
You can do it online. I think it's about 35 quid.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Really, though?
Now. I'm being serious. I'm well jealous.
Right. Just because they said this.
Love you, Becky.
Just that.
Yeah.
If you've got a bit of wax in your ears, it might be love you, Vicky, as well. If you've a Vicky, it might work.
Yeah, it could work for a Vicky.
Love you, Becky.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay,
but
Jade.
My name's not Vicky.
It's
no,
not.
I know, I'm saying it for other Vicky. So now you've got a choice, you can change to Becky or Vicky.
Yeah.
Whichever you prefer.
Doesn't really help you out, though, does it, Jade?
Not really.
No. All right, well, good luck with that.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to spend the money on that, yeah?
Yeah.
She's totally serious.
Yeah, it's a good name.
It is a good name.
All right, so when will you become Becky? By the end of today?
Yes, I hope so.
Would you like me to play the song again, Becky?
Yes, please.
Ah, you see? You've got to get used to it. That's your new name. Respond immediately when I say Becky. That, you're not Jade anymore.
No.
Okay. I've got one thing to say to you.
What?
Love you, Becky.
That's your new name, that is?
Yeah, it is my new name.
Let's play it again. One Direction on Radio 1. Bye, Becky. Bye-bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
So... BBC's Up for Hire, all about getting that job, is on BBC Radio 1 and BBC 3 all this week. If you are looking for a job at the moment, loads of people are. It's just advice, really, and we're here to help on how to get that job, how to nail that interview, how to do a good CV. There is so much stuff. If you go to the Radio 1 homepage, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Loads of stuff on there if you are a little bit scared about going into the world of work at the moment. And the Get Yourself Hired test is really worth doing because a lot of employers claim that young people lack skills, and you can kind of see what skills you have and where you're at and what level you're at just by starting this little experiment. It's called the Get Yourself Hired test. It's a proper one. It'll take you about 20 minutes, but it's well worth doing just to see what kind of level you're at. bbc.co.uk/radio1. very, very useful. Even if you're not particularly looking for a job at the moment, it'll just kind of get you to see where you are. Now, on Monday and Tuesday, we learnt all about CVs and we perfected our CVs, kind of. Yesterday's challenge was to perfect our interview technique. This is all part of BBC's Up for Hire. So we had a little trip out to Oxford yesterday and we went to be interviewed, each of us, by Deborah Meaden of Dragon's Den. It was quite scary on that show.
Mm.
Now, on the way there, Becky thought she was being tested by Deborah. She's like, oh God, it's a big test, it's a big test. Because Deborah tweeted, as we were on the train to Oxford, on the way to see Scott Mills' team, I think she said something about, I'm in a razor-sharp suit, hope they're not wearing trainers. Now, I wasn't, which is unusual.
You were wearing like those sort of canvassy shoes, the slipper shoes.
Yeah, which actually look smartish, but normally I'm all about the trainers. You two, of course, were wearing trainers and freaked when you saw that tweet. Like, oh my God, she's going to tell us off.
Yeah, so I replied, so that she wasn't shocked when I walked in, I replied, OMG, yes I am, haha, oops, kiss. And then I thought, oh no, maybe that's not the best thing to tweet a potential
employer.
Yeah.
So we turned up at the Oxford Union, which is really nice, and pretty much like every other student union, really.
Yeah.
Chris wasn't expecting that. He expected everyone to be, like, eating cucumber sandwiches.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't think it would be, like, your average student union.
But it was.
I didn't hear Baywatch, though.
No, but they probably do Baywatch nights, really? In between having the Dalai Lama in for a chat. Loads of famous people speak there, and Deborah was doing an address to the Oxford Union yesterday. But we managed to catch her a little bit before that. Now, she was interviewing me, Becky and Chris, and it was for a job in one of her companies, which is like an e-commerce company. It's like a headphone and audio speaker manufacturer. So this is a job that she's got going. Deborah's coming in tomorrow live on this show to give us a full breakdown and full analysis of how we all did in each of our interviews. And we'll find out who got the job. Obviously, there isn't a job, but if there was, we'll find out who got it.
It's blatantly Becky, though.
Of course it is.
Blatantly.
We know this already.
Why do you think that?
Because I did a little bit of research on the company.
Yeah. But what you don't know is that I get really, really nervous. I know how I can do it and I can answer the questions, but I get so scared that I mess up every job interview.
I know a lot of people on the text and on our Facebook today are saying exactly the same, that they know exactly what it is and they're completely clued up about it, but once they get into the interview situation, they totally crumble.
I think nerves is like a massive thing. If you can get over that, then you'll be okay.
Go online for all the tips for BBC Up for Hire, by the way. There's loads of stuff. If you are one of those people that just freaks as soon as you're told that you've got a job interview, it will really help you. It's really useful. bbc.co.uk/radio1. So we stepped out of the room during each other's interview. So this is the first time I've heard yours and yours.
Wow.
And the first time you've heard mine. So got a few clips here. This is not the full thing. We'll do the full thing tomorrow. But a couple of clips of my interview first. You're all right, just because you got the job.
Well, no, I didn't. I don't know.
Okay. Here it is. This is me and Deborah Meaden doing a proper job interview.
What do you think the job entails? What do you think this job actually is?
I think it is about...
Be honest, Scott. You don't know, do you?
I don't know.
Brilliant.
Like I told you yesterday, when I was reading the summary of what the job was, it may as well have been in Arabic. I did not understand it. I didn't understand all the wording. I didn't understand the language.
But you didn't even try and blag it. You just went quiet.
When you're in a room and she's staring you, you know, you can see the whites of her eyes. It's completely different.
Well, can you, Scott,
would you give me a little help?
So that went well. I know that I haven't got this job.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, now we go over to Chris.
Well, the thing is, Becky was first. You remember, Becky went in first, then it was me, then it was you. And what I thought, I was outside panicking a little bit, and I started thinking Lee Mead, just because it sounds a bit like Deborah Meaden. I don't...
Why would you be thinking, right, so you're on the stairs waiting to go into a big room at Oxford Student Union. Why would you be thinking of Lee Mead?
It was really weird, because I was a bit
nervous.
I closed
my eyes.
I was nervous, and for some reason I just couldn't get... I don't even know what he does, but it was the name. I couldn't get it out of my head.
Hello, Mrs. Mead.
Meadon, sorry.
Good start.
Two tips with an interview. Get the person's name right and never turn up late.
Oh, ow, 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 ooh. Ow.
Ouch.
Right in the den.
Oof. Right in the dens. Okay. Someone says, if you're nervous, just picture them in their underwear. No, I didn't do that yesterday. Yeah, no, mine was. Everyone's saying that mine was bad. Yeah, I know. But this is the idea. We're all learning from this. So you called her Mrs. Mead because you were thinking of Lee Mead.
First thing I said to her
off of Joseph.
Massive error.
Big error. And now, here comes Becky.
I'm quite...
detailed?
I really want to say anal, but I can't
stop. Oh, at least you made her laugh. At least you made her laugh.
Do you see how nervous I am now? Yeah. In my brain, I can't think of words. Wow. And all I could think was that I'm just totally anal, and I meant perfectionist. But I couldn't say it. I just kept thinking.
Couldn't find the right words.
I'm organised, but I just didn't come into
I'm
it.
I'm quite
detailed.
I really want to say anal, but I can't.
Okay, well,
bless her for laughing.
I know.
She was probably like, you're the first person to say that in one of my job interviews.
You know how you haven't heard the rest of my interview?
Yeah.
That's not even the worst bit.
I was going to say, my clip there isn't even my worst bit, from what I remember.
That's not even... It got worse. Anyway, looking forward to seeing Deborah tomorrow when she comes in and she will fully pull apart the interviews that she gave for us yesterday. Oh, God. We are useless.
Although Becky's blatantly got the job.
Yeah, well, we know this. If you are looking for work at the moment, tips on how to get that job, how to smarten up and do your CV, interview techniques, everything is on there on the Radio 1 homepage. Go and have a look. It's really, really useful.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now it's time for Dear Scott. All the stuff you've been talking to us about this week on my email. Please send them in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you want, it will get on. And you could fulfil maybe a lifetime's achievement by getting the posh Radio 4 lady to read out the words that you write on that email. Send it in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Do it today.
Hi, Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. My dad is constantly saying the word amazin, especially when he's not that interested in what you're saying to him. I even got him a T-shirt with amazin printed on it for Father's Day. It was quite funny at first, but now it's slightly annoying. Anyway, great show, and yous always make me laugh. All the best. Dan in Banbury.
Cheers, Dan. That is amazing.
You do say it a lot, don't you? But you don't tend to use it as like a kind of, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
amazing. Whereas I think he's using it as like a...
No, I should... It should always be used as a celebratory thing. That is amazing, as opposed to, amazing. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. What does it mean if a hot guy says you have nice arms? I don't know whether to think it's a good thing or a bad thing. Smiley. Love you, from Izzy, XXX.
Let's ask a real boy, Chris.
Well, I'm just trying to work out. It depends if they're being sarcastic, I guess.
Oh, nice arms, amazing.
If they're like...
Have you ever complimented a girl on her arms?
Well, because if you... It's a weird one, because if you say a girl's fit, I tend to mean, like, you're quite good looking rather than physically fit. Do you know what I mean? Like six pack and stuff like that.
Mm.
So I don't know, having like muscly what arms isn't...
What mean?
He's not
what
saying
means
muscly,
fit.
Just saying nice arms.
What do you look at first, the face?
Yeah, arms aren't a priority for me. Well, no, I mean like they need...
Yeah, but they it's not the first thing you look at.
So you wouldn't be like, wow, check out those guns.
No, I don't think it really works like that with girls, does it really?
Doesn't it? I don't know.
You would notice, though, if their arms were particularly good or particularly weird, like Madonna's roadmap arms. You'd notice that.
But would you say, if Madonna came in, would you say nice arms?
No, because they're not. They're horrible.
Yeah, but sometimes when people have a bad haircut, but you have to say something to show that you've noticed, you go, oh, nice hair, even though you're thinking, why on earth did you have that one done?
I think arms are a weird thing to compliment somebody on. That's my honest opinion. Mm. Next.
Dear Scott and team, Last night, while listening to the podcast, I very much enjoyed Becky's favourite thing, dogs with heads out of windows. Maybe this should be a regular feature, Becky's favourite things, using that Big Brother song as a jingle. Just a thought. Tony, in Canterbury, using the uni's computer. Fight the system.
This is why. This is why I love our listeners, because they come up with great ideas and also the theme tune. I mean, who wouldn't want to use Big Brother's favourite things? God. I'm crazy about Bentleys, Gucci dresses and drop top compressors, whiny and tiny Pringles black nose jeans. It is not a tune.
It is a tune.
It is not.
Can I do a new version? Dogs out of windows.
You sound more like Mary Poppins.
Big Brothers were big for 5 minutes, weren't they?
They were like the British Black Eyed Peas.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is my pleasure to introduce to you all.
What a tune.
This is new flow.
The brightest, the meanest, the strongest.
Actually, this one's not too bad.
But this doesn't fit my feature.
What? No, unless we're doing a feature called New Flow.
I don't want that.
No, I don't think anyone wants
Becky's
that.
Becky's Flow? No. Not first thing anyway.
They did a song called Baby Boy as well, but I don't know what we can do with that, really.
No, I'd rather not. Next.
Good morning. As you know, times are hard for lots of people, and we're all having to make cutbacks.
Absolutely.
Is this more spam?
I don't know. Read on.
With this in mind, I have decided on one or two small savings that I shall be making this winter. As the nights draw to a close, I will not be putting the light on in the bathroom when I go for a wee in the evening. Oh. Could be dangerous, I know. Mm. I will also alternate which parts of my body I wash, so, you know, top half on Tuesdays, etc. And I won't be putting the heating on until Christmas Day as a treat. Do you have any other top tips for saving cash over the next few months? Any ideas will be ace. Lots of love, Al, off of East Sussex. XXX.
This is Becky's thing entirely.
Top money saving tip. I changed bank accounts last week and got a £300. And if I leave again, I'll get another £100. Yes!
That sounds amazing.
It's real hassle. It's been a nightmare. But it's free money, so I do it. But I am all about the money saving.
You really are.
Do you share baths?
No. Well, I have done in the past, but not for...
Who with?
My boyfriend. Who have you shared baths with?
Your boyfriend.
I'd like to say that's not true, but I don't know.
You don't even know, do you?
You probably have.
Could be a possibility.
Yeah, back Think in your old it. Rugby days.
Think about it. Yeah. Were you in the bath at the same time, or was it one after
what,
the other?
What, as you and my boyfriend?
No!
I think you'd remember if I was there.
Oh, I don't think I would.
Work might have been awkward the next day.
Anyway, moving on. Good one, that, though.
Have you got any? The obvious one is, like, pick up those little scratch cards if you see them on the ground, because sometimes people have missed that they've won £10.
Yeah.
You've said that twice today.
It's a good habit, it does work.
Does it a lot, she does.
I reckon like 1 out of 30 is a missed win by someone else.
Or just scratch the silver off like Harry Hill was saying earlier. And then take that along, because that's worth quite a lot of money. You could put it in a big ball. Anything else you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Sam from Yeovil's been on about the big arms one. Or nice arms, not big arms. My girlfriend's sister, Abby, says it's always good to compliment air hostesses' ankles. They love it. So next time we're in a plane, just say to the hostess as she walks by with the trolley, hey, nice ankles. They love it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Becky's here, Chris is here.
Hello.
Hello, hello. I caught up on a bit of The Only Way is Essex yesterday. You seen that recently?
I saw last Wednesdays, I miss Sundays.
Mark's a bit of a rascal, isn't he?
Yeah.
Bit of a rascal. He's a bit of a rascal, isn't he?
I like him.
I didn't like it when he pushed Arge into the pond.
I thought it was brilliant.
And also, now, Joey Essex, who's wearing the least clothes ever at the moment, just some shorts, bum skimmer shorts, seems to have a house with a pool. Well, how did that happen? So the opening shot of the episode was him dredging his pool. Has he made that much money to have a pool?
Yeah, but they're all quite rich on that, aren't they?
I don't think they are.
Well, they are, though, because Kirk's dad's got, like, some well nice cars.
Yeah, but not all of them. Because Kirk's dad owns the nightclub and stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, so he's
loaded. He's probably quite rich.
Yeah, but if you think in EastEnders, they all live in, like, really lush houses.
Yeah, but that's not real. Only way is Essex is real-ish. I also like the bit where, is it Kirk pulled up at a petrol station? Do you see this? Did you see this?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. What are you doing here? Oh, well, I'm from Essex. Oh, right. As he's filling up his car, do you want to come to Sugar Hut tonight? There is karaoke going on. Oh, we'd love to. Okay, then see you there. Bye. That would actually happen on a petrol station forecourt, wouldn't it? That was real, definitely. And did you see the bit with Chloe going to that clinic in London?
Oh, is she going to do it?
I'm thinking about having my bottom done.
That's Chloe who wants to get her bottom done.
So I saw the episode where she was saying it was a bit flat.
Yeah, and there's nothing.
It looked all right.
There's nothing wrong with it at all. You look at her bum and see, well, it's like it's fine.
Oh, but, don't say fine. Fine isn't a good word because fine means
okay. It's nice,
bubbly.
Yeah, fine means
bubbly bum.
It's okay, but if I'm going to be totally honest, it could do with some improvements. Fine is not a good word to say to a woman.
But then I guess she's had everything else done, hasn't she? So why not?
What she had done?
Oh, come on.
What has she had done?
Look at her.
You wouldn't get it looking like that if she'd had it, if she'd had
it
done.
I think she has.
Can we have a look and just get an idea of what we're talking about there? Now.
Like, if I could have a bum, I would have it like that.
You'd have it up
so
there,
like,
would you?
So, like, it's like that.
Up where? what is she wanting here, please? You'd have it up there, would you?
Will it feel like my real bum, or will I feel like I've got something in my bum?
You will feel like you've got something in it.
Okay.
Oh, you don't want that. No.
Nobody wants that, do they?
No.
I think the only way is Essex sounds better on the radio. I quite like this as a radio version of it.
Do you?
Yeah, it brings a whole new meaning to it.
Maybe they could have it on Radio 4. Really not. So, she's gone to have her bum done. It looks good. Not fine. God, this is a minefield with girls, isn't it? It looks really, really good.
But, like, driving and that, you can do, like,
you won't,
when you feel
won't
better.
Be sitting down on it for 2 weeks.
What happens if you do sit down?
Well, you could end up displacing your implants around the corner.
Oh, what? So they're now on the front?
Oh.
So, like, the bum implants are now at the front of the thigh.
I'm very confused by this.
I'm really confused as to what that
But
would
that's
look
if
like.
She's having them actually in her bum. If she's having them halfway up her back, it's just going to look like two massive kidneys poking out.
It's going to go really wrong. Anyway, I don't think she needs to have it done. I think she looks beautiful the way she is. I tell you what, though.
You're getting good at this. You'd
Thank
be
you.
A hit with the ladies.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Even though I'm a weird crush in Heat magazine.
Oh, I wasn't going to mention it.
Yeah, well.
On the tip of my tongue there.
Yes, well.
Yesterday, when we were on the way to see Deborah Meaden and we were meant to be doing revision, all you were on about is how gutted you were at being the weird crush because there was a picture of you next to Max Branning off EastEnders.
And Adrian Charles.
Yeah.
And then there's a line at the end of it. It's like, if you know somebody you fancy that's been beaten by the ugly stick, get in touch with Heat. I just think it's rude.
I thought it was brilliant.
Why?
Just funny, isn't it?
Oh, Joey Essex is renting the pool house in someone's garden. Of course he is. Silly me to think that he'd have a pool. Anyway, Chloe, don't get your bum done. It looks fabulous.
I'm thinking about having my bottom done.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.